This is VOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Donald Trump conceded for the first time on Thursday that Joe Biden will be the next U.S. president, a day after his supporters, President Trump, stormed the U.S. Capitol as Congress was certifying Biden's victory. Trump, who as recently as Thursday morning continued to claim falsely that the election had been stolen from him, condemned Wednesday's violence, saying rioters had defiled the seat of American democracy, and said his focus would now turn to ensuring a smooth transition. Trump's remarks come after top Democrats called for his removal from office following Wednesday's assault. President Trump's Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao announced her resignation Thursday, the first cabinet secretary to resign because of the deadly invasion of the U.S. Capitol by a mob of Trump supporters. Late Thursday, Education Secretary Betsy DeVos became the second cabinet member to resign a day after the violence at the Capitol. She blamed Trump for inflaming tensions. Chao and DeVos joined a growing list of resignations from the Trump administration after hundreds of Trump supporters broke into the Capitol as legislators were in the process of certifying Electoral College votes in the November election, formalizing President-elect Joe Biden's win. The White House did not immediately comment on the resignations. And U.S. law enforcement authorities have opened criminal investigations into the attack on the U.S. Capitol by pro-Trump supporters. The acting attorney for the District of Columbia said 15 people have been charged in federal court, 40 others in local court. The federal charges include theft of government property and firearms violations. Via remote, this is VOA News. Law enforcement officials in charge of protecting the Capitol repeatedly declined offers of additional assistance ahead of Wednesday's riot, which ended with 4 people dead. A day after the chaos, the U.S. Capitol, the Associated Press reports, Capitol Police Chief Steve Sun submitted his resignation late Thursday, and a source with knowledge of the matter told the AP the chief's last day would be January the 16th. In a statement early in the day, Sun defended his officer's action, but he did not say why he had declined additional manpower and resources. The U.S. state of California recorded more than 1,000 deaths from COVID-19 in a 2-day period Thursday, and the U.S. reported a 1-day record 3,865 American deaths Wednesday, according to Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. The grim figures come as nearly 6 million Americans have been vaccinated against the disease. Meanwhile, on Thursday, Britain announced mandatory COVID-19 tests for all international arrivals to the country. Japan's prime minister declared a state of emergency for Tokyo and 3 surrounding jurisdictions in response to a surge of new coronavirus cases in the capital city. More than 87.9 million global coronavirus cases have been recorded, including 1.8 million deaths, according to Johns Hopkins University. The head of the World Health Organization's European region says a new variant of the coronavirus that emerged in Britain doesn't appear to increase the severity of symptoms, but it does raise alarm for healthcare providers. Dr. Hans Kluge says the region is facing a tipping point in the course of the pandemic. He says 22 countries in the region have detected the new variant. And some former Hong Kong legislators and pro-democracy activists were released on bail late Thursday after being arrested under Hong Kong's national security law as part of Wednesday's mass arrests. The activists were accused of taking part in an unofficial primary election last year that authorities say was part of a plan to paralyze the government and subvert state powers. The mass arrests were the largest move against Hong Kong's democracy movement since Beijing imposed the law last June to quell dissent in the semi-autonomous territory. And Asian shares rose record highs Friday, with Japan's Nikkei hitting a 3-decade high as investors look beyond the coronavirus cases and political unrest in the U.S. to focus on hopes for an economic recovery later this year. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.